on the play. Tackle made by Joe DeVault, linebacker. Third down and manageable for Mayville. Looks like it's going to be a third down and three.
Now, it doesn't take long. Carroll responds to that Cassidy touchdown yet again. Carroll getting the two-point conversion extends their lead now over Cassidy, 39-36.
Well, Lee Thompson said it the best on Twitter at halftime. First one to 60 wins, and that might be the case. Third down and three for Mayville at their own 35-yard line. Phillips, that quarterback in the shotgun, keeps it for himself. He meets Carlos Ibarra about just a half a yard short of that first down marker. It's going to be a 2, maybe 3 yard gain, and the side judge is saying it's going to be a fourth down. And they might want to measure this one. It's that close. 3:59 left in the third quarter. Deckerville 36, Mayville 12. We've had two drives in this one. This is the third. The first two have resulted in turnover of downs, and they want to measure this one.
Gosh, where they put that spot down, Clark, after you mentioned it, I think it's a half a yard short, full football short anyways. But nonetheless, I believe it'll be fourth down, but they want to measure it just in case.
So, Dave, if this one is short and they're down, or they're short by about a half a yard, do you go for it? You're down by 24 points with about 16 minutes left in regulation.
No question about it. As of right now, if you don't punt, chances are you're going to lose. You're already down 24 points. It's three scores and perfect two-point conversions. You're a team that's fighting for a playoff spot. And in my opinion, I don't know if it matters what the situation is. I think I'm going for it. I need my offensive line needs to get me the length of a football for a first down. If I can't count on that, we didn't deserve to win anyway. So if I'm Mayville, absolutely, Clark, I'm going for it. And I'll be honest with you, Labine's getting the football. If he can't get it for me, I gave it to my best player in a time of need.
They say he's short by about a half a yard. Dave Hansen was spot on there. 3:59 left in the third quarter. Mayville facing with fourth and less than a yard to go at their own 38-yard line. Deckerville sideline fires up. They want to get this stop, get the ball back with a great short field to work with. Receiver wide each way. Phillips in the shotgun. Labine to his left. Has a receiver wide to the right. That's Billy Pettit. To the left, that would be not quite sure exactly there. Couldn't quite catch that number in time. Phillips awaits the snap. 3:46 left in the third. Going to keep it for himself. Goes to the right. Now has it. Has the first down at the 40-yard line. He needed a yard, less than a yard, and he got two plus. And now it's a new set of downs. First and 10 from the 41-yard line for the Mayville Wildcats.
Yeah, everybody kind of looked confused. The snap went to the quarterback, and he went to his right immediately. And Kineth over here couldn't get off that receiver quick enough. That block was just long enough held for Phillips to be able to dive forward and get a fresh set of downs for the Wildcats.
First and 10 from the 41-yard line in their own territory, left to right across your radio. White jerseys, maroon numbers, maroon pants, pink socks in honor of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Trips to the left for receivers. Phillips in the backfield all by himself. First and 10 from the 41. There's the snap, rolls to his left, looking to pass. Nothing there. Lets us fly downfield to Labine. It's caught inside Deckerville territory at the 46-yard line for a 14-yard pickup. Phillips to Labine makes that one count. Another new first down at Deckerville's 46-yard line. 3:08 left in the third quarter.
Now that defensive line didn't cause enough pressure there. Phillips had way too much time, rolled out of the pocket, and good coverage down the field. But as soon as it looked like Phillips was going to turn it upfield, Kineth comes up to make the stop. And as soon as Kineth leaves Labine, that's a little lob pass right over the top, and Labine's able to haul it in for a nice gain and enough for another first down for Mayville.
Two wide to the left, Labine to Phillips' right in the backfield in that shotgun. 3:08 left, and they want to reset the ball here at the 46-yard line. Deckerville starting to crowd the box. Going man coverage there. And Phillips pitches to his right to number 7, Stephen Gilbert, who's brought down in the backfield. Big man number 52 for Deckerville's defense. Curtis Vogel tracked that one down before he's even there. And it's going to be a loss of 2 on the play. Second down and 12 from the 48-yard line.
You know, it's interesting looking at her stat sheet, and you go, wow, Curtis Vogel has 4 tackles. Something can't be right. But when you have 6 tackles for loss, I guess they show up in a different category. That's 10 tackles on the day for Curtis Vogel. Yeah, that sounds more like it.
He's been all over the place, especially in that backfield for Mayville, working off the right hash of the Deckerville 48-yard line. Receiver wide to the left, that's Steven Jackson. Receiver wide to the right, Jerry Gilbert. Phillips now quarterback in the second half, Labine to his left. And he's going to keep it. Goes to his left, and there is in the backfield again.
You guessed
it, Curtis Vogel for another tackle for a loss, another 2 yards there. Sets up a third down, 14 to go, right from midfield of the 50.
One major point in this game, Clark, is you look at all those tackle for losses, and there's got to be 12, 13 of them, tackles for loss for that Deckerville defense. And really, that's what has staggered this Mayville offense. They did a really good job of getting positive plays on every down, and now all of a sudden you have your second quarterback in the game. You go from first and 10 to second and 2 to third and 14. And what do you think Deckerville expects now? The ball's at midfield. They almost got to figure the ball's going to go into the air. And Isaac Kineth, Carlos Ibera, and company, guess what? They're licking their chops. They want to try and take this ball away.
Third and 14, line of scrimmage at midfield. First down markers at Lou Garza's house. It's going to be handoff right at the middle, and Levine goes absolutely nowhere. And it may be a loss of about a half a yard. We'll say no gain in the play. Fourth down and 14 for the Mayville Wildcats right at midfield. Joe DeVault on the stop. Sets up a very critical fourth down for this stagnant Mayville offense in the second half.
It's hard to tell you, Clark, to not go for it, but at fourth and 14, I don't know. You almost have to have a play in the playbook that you can count on. Otherwise, you're better off punting it away. Down three scores, though, I guess flip a coin. Let's go for it.
Less than a minute to play in the third quarter. 36-12. Deckerville still leads Mayville. That was their halftime score. Going for it on 4th and 15, trips to the right, one to the left. Phillips in trouble, has to throw this one away, and this one is incomplete, and Deckerville comes up with their second turnover of downs in the second half, and Mayville gives the ball back to Deckerville right at their own 49-yard line.
Nick Phillips, right-handed quarterback, so the tendency is to roll to your right so you can throw it on the run, and unfortunately the offensive line did not protect the right side very well. Joe DeVault in the backfield before Phillips could do anything with it, and he just throws it at the feet of his intended receiver, Levine, who had nowhere to go anyways. So a turnover of downs, the defensive line of Deckerville wins this battle and gets off the field. Just a 49-yard line now of Mayville. The offense will take over.
End of the third quarter, Harbor Beach leads USA 34-6. 46 seconds left here in the third. Deckerville on offense once again from the 49-yard line. Handoff to Derek Snyder and drags out of two tackles. Has his third tackle finally brought down at the 31-yard line. An 18-yard gain for Derek Snyder and tackle made by Stephen Gilbert on a last-ditch effort. The third man trying to tackle him and move the chains into Mayville territory, first and 10. 38 seconds left in the third.
I tell you what, there's a bright future here in Deckerville. You got Isaac Kineth back next year, and this Derek Snyder, he's somebody you got to pay the entry fee to come see, Clark. He has got speed to burn, and he's fun to watch in open space, and very difficult to tackle. At least Mayville's having trouble tackling him anyways.
Almost certainly.
Averaging 22 yards per touch this afternoon.
Didn't help that his first two went for 45-plus in both scores. First and 10 is a handoff right up the middle to Derek Snyder. Has room to run, breaks out of that first tackle. Second tackle gone, down to the 10, and finally brought down at the 5-yard line by Levine from the 31-yard line down to the 5. A 26-yard pickup to keep that average up there for Derek Snyder.
Two more broken tackles on the play. Do you see that stiff arm, Clark? That's a stiff arm you see on the weekend when those guys are playing. What a run by him, and they got no answer for Derek Snyder as we roll to the end of the third quarter.
End of the third quarter, and Deckerville still leads by 24 points, 36-12, right here on the WLW Sports Network. Fourth quarter coming up from Deckerville in eight-player action in the NCTL Blue. Deckerville leading Mayville 36-12.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart against countless opponents. The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope. Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Drs. Scott Ryder, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman, the odds are ever in your favor. With Outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, four pharmacy locations, and physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella. Tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Sebring, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?